From Church Leaders, How to Gain a Testimony, by Elder Dallin H. Oakes of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. The first step in gaining any kind of knowledge is to really desire to know. In the case of spiritual knowledge, the next step is to ask God in sincere prayer. As we read in modern Revelation, "If thou shalt ask, thou shalt receive revelation upon revelation, knowledge upon knowledge, that thou mayest know the mysteries and peaceable things, that which bringeth joy, that which bringeth life eternal." Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 61. Here is what Alma wrote about what he did. "Behold, I have fasted and prayed many days that I might know these things of myself. And now I do know of myself that they are true, for the Lord God hath made them manifest unto me by his Holy Spirit." Alma chapter 5, verse 46. As we desire and seek, we should remember that acquiring a testimony is not a passive thing, but a process in which we are expected to do something. Jesus taught, "If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself." John chapter 7, verse 17. Another way to seek a testimony seems astonishing when compared with the methods of obtaining other knowledge. We gain or strengthen a testimony by bearing it. Someone even suggested that some testimonies are better gained on the feet, bearing them, than on the knees, praying for them. A personal testimony is fundamental to our faith. Consequently, the things we must do to acquire, strengthen, and retain a testimony are vital to our spiritual life. In addition to those already stated, we need to partake of the sacrament each week to qualify for the precious promise that we will always have His Spirit to be with us. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 9, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 77. Of course, that Spirit is the source of our testimonies. From an April 2008 General Conference Address. How have you applied this? Share your experiences. Share how you gained a testimony and read the experiences of other youth at youth.lds.org.